And in my view, the offer by American at $44 a share is a bit low. I'm not sure that it's a serious offer. I think what American has been doing is posturing with the regulators on how to block the United U.S. Air merger, which it does not want to see go through. An American Northwest marriage seems to me to be another Republic Northwest in the making, and it would look to be a disaster from an employee relations standpoint, and just from a total fit standpoint. So I'm not very optimistic about that one, either from a price standpoint or from the operational realities.
What is Northwest's rationale for its asking price?
I think the rationale for Northwest's asking price is certainly going to be the value of its Pacific routes. Anytime you've got a lucrative route structure with more slots at Narita Airport than Japan Airlines, the native airline, you've got dominant hub positions in Minneapolis and Detroit, great assets. There's certainly inherent value there, and I think Northwest perspective recognizes that such a merger would likely be a disaster culturally with American as well, and they don't want that to happen.
What do you think is a fair price?
I think a fair price for the airline would probably be in the $65.
And how did you arrive at that?
Basically looking at the inherent value of some of those assets and what they could earn with the synergies with someone else's operations.
What else besides the stock price would affect the sale?
I think the regulatory approvals would affect the potential sale, and I don't think the regulators would want to see us get down to a point of three airlines, especially if the Continental shares from Northwest would be sold off to Delta, and Delta and Continental would then likely get together to form three major carriers in the country. That simply would eliminate a lot of competition. We've seen what competition can do in our market from Boston to Minneapolis. Our round trip business, same day fares were in the $1,100 range when Northwest was by itself, and when we had competition come in with Sun Country, that round trip fare for a business day went down to $399. So competition does a lot, and without competition, with only three carriers in many markets, I fear that the consumer will pay the price.
What role would Delta play in talks between American and Northwest?
Apparently, Northwest ownership in Continental would have to be divested because of American's dominance in the Texas market, and Continental also being a Texas with a Texas hub in Houston. So apparently, the plan there would be for Delta to purchase Northwest shares in Continental.